Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Masechtes Yevamis, Perik Gimel, Mischne Ches, Vekulon. In regard to all the 15 Nashim that we spoke about in the first Mishnah, the Ervas. Shai ben Kiddushin Oigerishin B'Safek. Let's say Reuven may have been married to my wife's sister, to my daughter-in-law, and so on. What do you mean he may have been married? Was my brother Reuven married to her or not? Well, we don't know. Because he was Mekadish her, but there's a suffix whether it was a valid Kiddushin. Or it could be they were Vaday married, but there's a suffix whether he divorced her or not. I'm not sure if the get was good. And now Reuven died. So again, the Erva stays Erva. I still can't marry my wife's sister. One way or another. If she was legally married to Reuven, there's still no din yivam. She's an Erva. If she wasn't, she's still an Erva. She's still my wife's sister or my daughter-in-law or any of the other 15 Arayis. But what about the other wife? Reuven, my brother Reuven, had two wives. Rachel, who was my wife's sister, or one of the 15 Arayis, and Leah. The Shaila was only whether he was married to Rachel. What about Leah? Sakta Mishnah. Hari Elu Tzarais. The Tzarais. Again, Tzarais means different wives in the same marriage. Chalitzais Ulemis Yavmais. They have to do Chalitza, but I cannot be Miyavim them. Now, if I knew for sure that the Erva, meaning my daughter-in-law or my wife's sister, let's say, was for sure married to Reuven. So we know. It's not necessary to have chalitza. The tzar is also part of it. But because I don't know for sure, let's say she wasn't married. So I do have a chi of yivim with the other wife. And that's why chalitza is necessary. Frank Mishnah, now what does this mean, a suffic kiddushin? Kate said suffic kiddushin. How does this happen? He's not sure whether he was mekadosh or not. Well, kiddushin is, or at least one of the ways of Kiddushin, is he acquires her with kesef. He says, Riyat Mekadashesli, B'tabazu. Our minig is to use a ring, but it could be anything that's shove a kesef. Now, Zarek la Kiddushin, we have a man and a woman that were standing exactly, says the Batanura, 8 amos away from each other in the Rishos Rabbim, and he threw something that was worth a pruta, Zarek la Kiddushin, he threw her an object, and he said, you're Mekadeshes with this. Now, the din is that if something is lying within 4 amis of the person's kaina it. Maybe you remember that from the Sechtes Bava Metzia. So he threw it halfway. But we're not sure if it's exactly halfway. Safik Karav Loi, Safik Karav La. Maybe it landed closer to him. My brother Reuven threw this at her. Maybe it landed closer to him than she's not Mekadeshes. But Safik Karev La, maybe it landed closer to her, on her side, within Dalet Amis, then she would be Mekadeshes. Zehu Safik Kiddushin, this is the case of Safik Kiddushin. What is the case of Safik Gerushin? You said Reuven was for sure married to Rachel, who is an Erva to me, who is, let's say, my wife's sister or daughter-in-law or so on. What does it mean we're not sure whether he divorced her or not? So the Mishnah gives us 3 possibilities. We'll be learning with Sechtes Gittin, we'll understand this more, but now let's just touch the words. Kasa v'ksav yadai ve'ein olav edim. Reuven, my brother, the husband, wrote the get in his own handwriting. But ve'ein olav edim, there are no witnesses signed on the get. Now normally a get is written by a cipher, and there are 2 edim who sign it. Here the husband himself wrote the get, and there are no edim. We don't doubt that the husband wrote the get. We recognize his ksav yadi, his handwriting. The shaila is, could a get be good without edim? Second of the three cases of safek gerushin, yesh olav edim. This has witnesses signed on it, but for ein bei zman, there's no date. The get has to have a date on it. Third case, yesh bei zman, ve'ein bei ele edechot. It has a date, but there's only 1 ed. This get was written by a cipher. We recognize his handwriting. And there's 1 witness. What does 1 witness help me? We know Edom have to be 2. Shaila is, being that we recognize the handwriting of the cipher, does that count as a signature as well. Zehu Safik Gerushin. These three cases are all possibilities of Safik Gerushin. Maybe Reuven divorced her, maybe not. By the way, the Tosfos Yom Tov says, in addition to these three cases by the get, you could also have the same Shiloh by the Kedushin. Could be he threw her the get, and we're not sure if it landed closer to him or closer to her. We mean to say, in addition to that Suffolk, you have these other three Sveikos by the get. The husband's handwriting, no Edim. Edim and there's no Zman. But there's a date, and there's only an Edecha. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Ches. In regard to all the 15 Arayos, let's say one of them may have been married to my brother. I'm not sure. It could be, I'm not sure whether the marriage was good to start with, whether the Kiddushin was good, or it could be he divorced her, and I'm not sure if the divorce was good. So in this case, the other wife would be Cholse Sulemis Yavmes. I can't do Yivim because maybe the marriage was good, and therefore she's Sora Serva. But she's going to require Chalitza, because maybe the Erva was not married to my brother, and therefore there would be a regular Chi of Yivim. Then the Mishnah asks what's called Safik Kiddushin. For example, my brother Reuven that died, threw her to this woman who's, let's say, my wife's sister, money or a ring in the Rosh Hashanah for Kiddushin, and there's a Safik whether it landed near her or near him. That's Safik Kiddushin. If it landed within her Dalet Amos, she's Mekadeshes. Within his Dalet Amos, she would not be Mekadeshes. What's Safik Gerushin? The Mishnah gave us three cases. One is where the Baal HaGet, the husband himself, wrote it with his handwriting. We recognize his handwriting, but there are no Edim. Now, normally, without Edim, it should be possible. But because the husband wrote it himself, really, min ha-Torah, he's kosher. Because we see for sure the husband wrote it. We recognize his handwriting. That's like 100 Edim. But the Rabbanan said that it's possible. Why? Because I'm scared. No one's going to chap that the reason it's good is because we recognize the husband's handwriting. And somebody else will come to be machshir a get without Edim, even when the Sofer wrote it. The other case is Yesh Olav Edim Ve'im Bezman. Chazal were masakein to write a date in a get. The truth is, it's only possible mid Rabbanan without the date. And the third case is Yesh Bezman Ve'im Be'ele Edechad. It does have a date, but there's only a single Ed on it. So really, there are two sheetahs in the Gemara. What this case is. Some say that the Sofer wrote it, but we recognize the Ksav of the Sofer. And an Eid, so that should be considered two Eidim, perhaps. Some say the husband wrote it. Either way, what's interesting to point out is the three cases that the Mishnah gives us, even though we're calling it a Safek Get, it's not really a Safek Get that Mefarshim explained. It's really a case where it's Kashim in a Torah, but Pasul mid Rabbanan. The woman's not allowed to get married with this Get. But if she does get married, the children are still considered kosher children. Wait a second, if it's kosher min ha-Torah, if the get is kosher min ha-Torah, so that means min ha-Torah, the erva was not married to Reuven, so why can't I be miyavim the tzara? And the answer is, we're scared, people will say, oh, you see, you could take a tzara's erva, because not everyone knows that the get is good. And that's why chalitza would be required. If you want, you can look here into the Tosfos Yom Tov, who explains this very clearly.